Hello and welcome to Andrew's Art Update Podcast thingy. This is update number 88, off the cuff. So yeah, I'm just recording this without a script really quickly because Monday has rolled around. I've got a lot of stuff to do. The end of last week just got too busy and I got to do this so that I'm not 2 weeks behind instead of just 1 week behind. Anyway, if you're listening to this, this is this thing where I record this podcast thingy that just gives you updates about what I've been doing with my life, particularly as it relates to artistic stuff. If you don't know who I am, I don't know what you're doing here, but you're welcome to listen. If you do know who I am, welcome. And yeah, don't feel forced to listen. Not a hard sell here. This is just me giving an update of my week so that people who want to follow along can follow along without lots and lots and lots of texting back and forth. So yeah, anyway, but if you want to text me, go ahead. You can send me a message. I'm on so many platforms. Okay, anyway, just quick updates this week. No big things except I got that photography gig I've been talking about for 2 weeks now has been confirmed. And the twist is it's not an event. They told me it was an event and then it's not an event. And it's really specifically, it has to be tomorrow. It's going to be on the 22nd, which is tomorrow. And that's usually the day I go in and teach at the university. So I'm going to have to play hooky because it's a big job. I'm getting paid a lot, but because they accepted the estimate I put in for when I thought it was an event. So what they want me to do now is I'm going into their office I'm shooting for them for 4 hours. I'm actually going to be there for 6 hours and they want me to shoot corporate profile photos for them. And I did ask, this is a company. So, okay. It turns out the company too, that's hiring, and this is happening like third hand. So the company is talking to this guy who works for the same company as my friend. And so my friend is the one communicating with me directly. Even though that middle person is going to be there on the day. So I'm getting everything third hand. I'm not able to talk with the clients and find out what they want. They specifically asked for me after I did those photos for their event back in last November. They really, really liked them. And so now, but I'm confused and I can't get an answer. Do they want me to do sort of stock corporate photo looking bland stuff? Or are they looking for something that has like the life and energy of my event photos? But either way, I'm kind of stuffed because I don't do bland stuff. And that's not because, I don't want to sound snobbish. Actually, I don't know if I'm capable of it. We'll find out, I guess, tomorrow. And yeah, and if they want the event style stuff, like they're giving me 7.5 minutes per person, 15 minutes with the CEO. And I've got to get, you know, my whole style is getting like the person's, like showing the person's personality or like a moment of like dramatic personhood. That's sort of my style. And it works best in an event where people don't really know that I'm there. They're not really paying close attention to what I'm doing and I can catch them unawares. And in this environment where like we're in a room alone together, I don't know how to do that, but I've done that for actors headshots, but those are 90 minute sessions. I've got a lot of time to do that. And I'm confident I could prune that down to 30 minutes, but like the idea of 7.5 minutes per person, I've got 40 people to shoot. And each of these has got to be a great photo. That is a lot of pressure. So that's what's on my mind. Yeah, we're creeping up on 2 p.m. I've been doing all my other stuff that I had to do today. And now I'm going to get out my photography equipment. I'm going to set it up upstairs. I'm going to do some test shots. When Hammy comes home, I might do some shots with him. When my mother-in-law is coming over later, I might do some shots with her just so I can work out my lighting setup. But that's the other thing is like, this is all guesswork because I still less than 24 hours before I start shooting, I arrive at noon tomorrow. It is 1:30 today. And I start shooting at 2 tomorrow. I don't have a picture of the room. I don't know what room I'm going to be shooting in. I don't know where the light's coming from. Is there a big window or is it like a conference room with no windows? Where am I shooting? Are the walls white? Are they dark colored? Like all these things that a photographer should know, I don't know. And it's pretty stressful. And I've got to go in there with like, you know, it's a corporate environment. I got to go in there with my confidence high and I got to shoot these photos. Like, I'll be honest, There's a part of me that's like, wants to tell them, get somebody else if you can't give me the details, because this is not the kind of photography I normally do. But honestly, I need the work and I'll figure out something, but just, will the client be happy? You know, and I think I'd be really worried, but, you know, about repeat business. But honestly, this client has used me once in the last 11 months. Last time I shot something for them, I think, was last November. So it's not like they're hiring me a lot, but yeah, it's just, I don't know. I this is a fake it till you make it scenario, I think. So anyway, that's my big update this week. I will give other updates and I'll let you know how this goes in the next update I record, which will hopefully be Thursday or Friday of this week, because Wednesday is going to be spent editing those photos I'm taking tomorrow. Okay, so that's it for now. We'll consider this last week's update. And yeah. Okay, I'll talk to you in a few days probably. That's all for now. Andrew Evans.